That's Don't Give In from Snow Patrol on Today FM. The time is 16 minutes past 12. Good afternoon. My name is Maureen O'Connell. And now we're going to talk to a man you might recognise from Love Hate, amongst other things. But he's got something really serious going on in his life that he needs some help with. Hello, Stephen Jones. How are you?
Hi, Maureen. How's things?
I'm very well. Stephen, you've something's happened to you and you need people's advice on something that's quite tricky. What's going on?
I do, yeah. Do you know what happened? I was watching the World Snooker Final there at the weekend, and I thought to myself, well, this brings back lots of childhood memories about staying up late and the bank holiday and hoping the snooker would go to the end. And as I put a tweet out about that, my friend got on to me and said, oh, my childhood memory about football stickers, are you going to collect them for the World Cup? And I thought, I haven't done that since I was a kid. Is it acceptable as a 32-year-old man to collect World Cup football stickers? And it's become a very heated debate amongst friends of mine. There's a lot of shame, and a lot of stigma about going into a shop and pretending that it's for your niece or your nephew as you collect stickers. But apparently, there's a lot of people who do this on the sly.
They do it on the sly, so they keep it secret and hidden.
They really have to work hard to seek out where to get swapsies.
Okay, this is my issue, because you would have to have a group of friends that are also collecting it, and you'd have to converge, you know, like, you know, the way you get your pocket money on a Saturday and then on Monday you could do swapsies in school. So you'd
this
have
is it.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's the problem. It's that openly admitting that you're an adult who collects football stickers, or you know, you got to put yourself in dodgy situations where you're hanging around schoolyards and trying to convince worried parents and teachers that it's purely about football stickers.
It's a bit slightly worrying.
Yeah.
How good were you at swapsies when you were a kid? Because there's a lot of talent that goes into being excellent at this.
Yeah, I was middle of the road. I was mid-table, to be fair.
Right.
But, you know, everyone had that guy in school who was in the corner. He had his cronies. It was like something from an episode of The Wire. And you had to kind of speak to his cronies to get some yard time with him. And then, of course, he'd charge you an extortionate amount of stickers for certain shinies and stuff like that. Yeah. So it's just been good fun, actually. There's lots of people that have got onto me on the original tweet that I put out just to say that they are thinking about collecting them for the World Cup. I just thought it was very funny that the amount of people that still think about this kind of thing.
Well, it's just that it was such a glorious thing to do at the time, because everyone was involved in it and you got to barter and trade and money wasn't there. But I think that for the 2018 Panini World Cup sticker book and all the stickers, do you know how much you could be out, Stephen?
Go on. I haven't looked into this now, Maureen. This is a fleeting tweet that got me involved in this.
Well, my producer, Pamela Blake, takes things very, very, very seriously. Over 900 quid to get all the stickers and the book.
Well, there we go.
Are you willing to put this effort in?
Well, I'll tell you, I was talking about it and I was looking at the pros and cons. And a friend of mine said that he did it for the last Euros or the last World Cup, one or the other. And, you know, it got him really excited about the World Cup. It got him thinking about all the different players and it made him kind of educate himself about all the different teams and all the different players. So I don't know. Depends. Depends what your voices are in life, whether you have the kind of money to spend on stickers. 900 euro seems a bit extreme. I might have to change my opinion on what's going on. You know. If I've learned nothing else from this conversation so far, I have to rethink that.
It's going to take up a lot of time. I know you're very busy at the moment. You've got a play at the moment, don't you?
Yes. It's called Maz and Bricks, which is with Fish Amble Theatre Company. So we're on in the Pavilion in Dunleary tonight and then in the Axis in Ballymun on Thursday and Friday.
And also something very exciting, one of the best things I've ever seen in my life, Dublin Old School is coming to cinemas. Emma Kerwin, of course, stars in that. You're in it as well, and it's going to be in cinemas on June 29th.
Yeah, so that was just released. I didn't even know myself what the exact date would be that it would be in cinemas, but they came out yesterday to say June 29th. So I know it's a little bit of time away. It's a month and a half away or so, but it's just good to kind of put it in people's minds now, because obviously the opening weekend is always very important for our films. And so
absolutely. So, and Stephen, I want to see you on the red carpet with your sticker book at the premiere, right? Good call.
I don't know if they sponsor me 900 quid. I have to maybe I'll send, like, it just gets podcasted. I'll have to send it to Panini and maybe I can get a free one.
There you go. You can sort it out. Stephen Jones, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
You too.
Thanks so much. It's just, I remember it was the 93-94, was it 94-95 season? I always had David James's. That was the sticker. I got them in every single pack of stickers and I hoarded them. No one, I don't know why it was, but loads of people in my class didn't have them. And then I struck at a good time because everyone was like, I need David James. I need to finish Liverpool team. I need David James now. And I was like, I've got 20 of them. What are you willing to give me, lads? Sticker books. God bless them. 0874 100 102. Is it acceptable for a 32-year-old man to buy a World Cup sticker book? We think it is. On the way, we have got a singer who was originally an actor. It's not Kylie Minogue. You're with Today FM.
Today FM, the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Okay, let's go to Jürgen Klopp. Jürgen.
That is Paloma Faith along with Sagala Lullaby on Today FM. And Paloma Faith actually launched her singing career 2 years after playing the goth girl in St. Trinian's. I always thought they happened simultaneously, but it didn't. You're listening to Today FM. The time is 29 minutes past 12. And we were just speaking to Stephen Jones, who has a very important question. Is it acceptable for a 32-year-old man to buy a World Cup sticker book? It's tough. Hello, Olivia Keane. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Where are you today?
In Limerick.
Are you collecting stickers, Olivia?
Absolutely. Absolutely, there is actually nothing wrong with it.
How do you do this all the time?
No, I'm getting away with it because I have an 8-year-old son who's collecting them. And I've realised what I've been missing since I was a child.
Right.
There's definitely something sentimental going on there. I used to do it when I was a child, and then I didn't do it for years, but now I'm actually getting away with it because my son is collecting. Okay. So we do it together.
So you're masking your addiction now by being like, oh, it's for my son.
Kind of.
So do your mates know about this, that you're as excited as your son when you go into a shop to buy a pack of stickers?
No, they probably do now.
Lads, she's got a problem. Oh, if you could get, imagine you had an adult one where you had a night of the week where it was like game night and you swapped your stickers as well. It'd be class.
Oh my God, that would be amazing. Yeah, and that's the thing, because when you're an adult, you can't really swap stickers with your friends.
No.
So I was trying to explain to him with the spares. I said, you know, you need to bring these into school, and he wasn't getting it at all. And I'm like, but it's really important. You have to swap your spares.
Because the thing is, he is only 8. Sometimes the kind of barter system, you need to be that little bit older, you know, maybe 11 or 12 to get it.
So you're
putting a lot of pressure on your 8-year-old here, Olivia.
He learned.
I believe he did something the other night that upset you.
He absolutely did.
What happened?
So we sat down either last night or the night before, and I said, we haven't put those stickers into the book yet. So we sat down to do it, but the day I got the stickers, the girl in the shop gave him 2 sheets of free stickers. So we started off with the free stickers, and we had that done.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what about the 2 packets I bought you? And he told me that he did it without me the other night.
Okay. You sound upset on the radio, and this is like a few nights ago.
So yeah, I think he's learned not to do that again. He realised my disappointment. I was so disappointed. So I think he's not going to do that again.
The mommy disappointment look is the worst look in the entire world. You've got him sorted. Olivia.
Absolutely.
Get the mates involved. Swapsies all around the place.
Yeah,
Saturday
absolutely.
Night with a glass of wine.
Nothing better.
It's been a pleasure talking to you. That's Olivia Keane in Limerick, collecting stickers, using her son as a cover. Fantastic. A message that says, if you buy a box of stickers from a cash and carry, there'll be no duplicates. But that's like, is that, there's no fun in that then, really, is there? Dan says, eBay is the answer for the adult collector, because you can do it then in secret. Like it's contraband. Murray, I'm 42 and I always look forward to the fixture pullout in the paper before tournaments, and I fill in all the scores. It's the sense of achievement in an otherwise dull day, is what Niall says. 0874 100 102 to get in contact with us, because myself and Pam have just started talking about fancy notepaper as well. That if we're going to talk about swapping stickers, do we have to start? Can we bring back swapping fancy notepaper? Pam's almost losing her life because she loves a bit of stationery. She's so excited. But she's just after telling me something she used to as a child. I'm going to let you know in a few minutes because I'm still trying to compute what she did. It's along the lines of sticker. It's weirder than sticker and fancy notepaper collecting. Here's Temper Trap on Today FM.